With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Senate has voted to end the longest-running government shutdown in U.S. history. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been in recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. President Donald Trump has signaled support for the bill, saying Monday that, quote, we're going to be opening our country very quickly. In a possible preview, the Senate voted 47-53 along party lines not to extend Affordable Health Care Act subsidies for a year. Majority Republicans allowed the vote as part of a separate deal with Democrats to speed up votes and send the legislation to the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
A bus crash in the Southern California mountains leads to multiple injuries, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Authorities say 20 people were hospitalized, three with major injuries after a bus toppled over coming back from a church retreat at Camp Nahuacua in Southern California's San Bernardino Mountains. Fire officials say the bus crashed Sunday night on a winding two-lane road northeast of Los Angeles. First responders found the bus on its side and passengers escaping through a hatch in the roof. Community college student Cynthia Ramirez says the bus started to shake and swerve, then rock side to side before it fell over. Youth leader Priscilla Mendoza says she woke up to everybody screaming, blacked out after the crash, and doesn't remember how she got out of the bus. I'm Jennifer King.
The families of some of the 25 girls and two teenage counselors who died in catastrophic flooding in Texas on July 4th are suing Camp Mystic and its owners. In separate lawsuits filed Monday in Austin, Texas, the families allege camp operators failed to take necessary steps to protect their daughters as life-threatening floodwaters approached. The plaintiffs are seeking more than $1 million in damages. On Wall Street, the Dow by 381 points. This is SRN News. A look at the religious practices of America's senior citizens.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 56% of people who are age 65 and older say they pray at least once a day. 36% also report attending worship services in person at least once a month. There's definitely an outreach opportunity for churches amongst America's elderly. The Pew poll also reports that more than a third of people, 65 and up, say they feel lonely at least some of the time. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump is celebrating another Supreme Court victory. The justices are allowing his administration to enforce a policy blocking transgender and non-binary people from choosing passport sex markers that align with their so-called gender identity. The decision is Mr. Trump's latest win on the High Court's emergency docket. It means that his administration can enforce the policy while the lawsuit over it plays out. This is SRN News. An age-old form of fitness is making a comeback.
Calisthenics uses little or no equipment and relies on body weight for resistance. In July, President Trump brought back the presidential fitness test, intending that young people across the country will once again practice old-school exercises like sit-ups, push-ups, and pull-ups. Such no-frills moves speak to our overscheduled lives when it might be hard to get to a gym. It's also cheaper than going to a gym. Experts say calisthenics can improve everything from muscle strength to aerobic conditioning. Rich Thomason reporting.
Wendy's plans to close hundreds of U.S. restaurants over the next few months to boost its profit and make its remaining stores more appealing. The Dublin, Ohio-based chain said during a conference call it planned to begin closing restaurants in the fourth quarter of this year. More details at SRNNews.com.